From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In the devastated Syrian city of Aleppo, government forces and their allies continue to press an offensive that's pushed rebels to a shrinking part of the eastern sector. The outcome, says President Bashar al-Assad in a state interview, will change the course of the conflict. Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal said a government victory in Aleppo, where there has been a strong rebel presence for 4 years, won't end the conflict.
Once Aleppo falls, the civil war as we know it will basically be over. But then it will give rise to another different kind of war. It will be a war in which the opposition will not be fragmented in different groups, but will actually get united, because in that unison will lie their security. And then they will choose their areas or their places of conflict rather than allowing them to be besieged in a place like Aleppo.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has been meeting in Germany with his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov in another bid to arrange a ceasefire. Mark Toner is a U.S. spokesman.
It is about trying to find a way to, as I said, bring about a pause in the fighting. And we all know the elements involved in that. And certainly one of those is the opposition and finding a way for them to either get passage out of Aleppo or to find some way to at least bring about a pause in the fighting. So that humanitarian assistance and medical assistance can get in to Aleppo.
There have believed to be hundreds of critically medical cases among the besieged civilian population. The Somalian government says its forces have retaken the port town of Kantala in Puntland region from fighters allied with the Islamic State. A local official said 30 militants and 4 soldiers were killed. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump continues building his cabinet following his November 8 election victory. He tapped retired Marine Corps General John Kelly to be Secretary of Homeland Security and Oklahoma State Attorney General Scott Pruitt to head the Environmental Protection Agency. Mr. Trump also selected Iowa Governor Terry Branstad as ambassador to China, a good choice according to Agriculture Secretary and former Governor Tom Vilsack.
He certainly deserves the right, if he chooses to do this, to do it. And again, I think that he is well-suited for this particular job.
Branstad has had a long-standing personal relationship with the Chinese President Xi Jinping that dates back to the 1980s. A handful of U.S. lawmakers Wednesday joined dozens of Cuban entrepreneurs in calling on President-elect Trump to continue the Obama administration's normalizing of ties with Cuba. Among them, businesswoman Marla Recio Carbajal.
The changes made by the U.S., such as increasing flights, increasing travelers to Cuba, facilitating commerce. This has been important because it has made our business grow.
They sent Mr. Trump a letter urging him not to roll back rules to ease restriction on trade, travel, and investment. Meanwhile, a Cuban official Wednesday said his government hopes to sign a half dozen new agreements with the Obama administration before Mr. Trump takes office January 20th. Britain's Chancellor of the Exchequer, Philip Hammond, is in South Africa, one of 3 stops he's taking to strengthen trade ties with non-European Union members as Britain prepares to exit the EU.
We understand that the decision of the British people to leave the European Union has created some uncertainty, but I want to assure our key trade partners around the world, and South Africa is one of them, of our intentions, of our determination to make sure that this is a smooth process.
Prime Minister Theresa May has indicated she plans to trigger the 2-year exiting process at the end of March. Renewed fighting has occurred in Libya. The forces of the National Army, loyal to Eastern Commander Khalifa Haftar, repelled an advance on key oil ports by elements of the Benghazi Defense Brigades. New Zealander David Shearer has been named by UN Chief Ban Ki-moon to head up the UN peacekeeping mission in South Sudan. He replaces Danish diplomat Ellen Margrethe Loy, who stood down in November. Former senator and astronaut John Glenn was said Wednesday to have been hospitalized for more than a week. The condition of the 95-year-old Korean War fighter pilot, the first American to orbit the Earth, has not been released. Glenn underwent heart surgery in 2014. He is the last surviving member of the original 7 Mercury astronauts. In 1977, he became the oldest astronaut to return to orbit. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.